All right, welcome back. This is Chris Steiner, Liberation Station Radio Show. The site is theliberationstation.com. This April 2nd, 2023, second hour, second and final hour. And if you'd like to call and get in line before I move on to the next topic, after this one, we'll take your calls if you call in at 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252. And toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And the chat room is over on the listen/archives page at theliberationstation.com, where I'll drop in the links to the clips and other articles sometimes. You're welcome to chat and comment there and join in the community there, as well as inspire me to read something if you describe what it is before linking to it. Just give me at least a title, a description, or your highlights, what you think are what's most important about it, and I'll be more likely to actually read it and then elaborate on the whole thing. And I welcome people to do that if they don't want to call in, or they can't, or they can also reach me on Skype. Just message me on Facebook or through private messenger in the chat room, and give me your Skype address, or I'll give you mine, and then you can connect by audio or video. And we're also streaming live at facebook.com/wearechangetampa. That stream is still going strong, so I am going to share it over to the Republic Broadcasting page, because sometimes it hasn't been strong in recent history. So we're going to do that, and looking into other streaming options as well, like I mentioned before with Rumble, but other platforms through OBS, open broadcast system, I think that is. So learning that complicated software, and OBS Studio, I think it is. It's a free software that allows you to do a lot. Open broadcaster software, that's what it is. So, and it's interesting that it has a what looks like a Tibetan logo, a three-sided swastika in a sense, but it's not any angles on it, 90-degree angles. It just has a interesting symbol on it, but kind of symbolizes a vortex, and that's what. Pardon me, folks. My microphone fell off. Maybe I should put two layers on so I can clip it on better. Yeah, that's what swastika is all about, is an indication of a solar vortex. And it's a sun sign, as well as many other things. It means it is well, going back to Far East history, mythology. Of course, it was used in both the male and female, and spinning both directions, though, which is basically the principle of a Merkaba energization visualization practice that I found very helpful. That you have two counter-rotating energy fields that are really stabilized by the stillness, or the center one, that you'll soon learn when you practice it. If you practice it, gets to that point, and then these symbols are just inspiration for, I think, spiritual practice. If you want to visualize say a Taurus or other things that help you, but as I always say, start with focusing on your heart and your third eye. Let me get back to what I was talking about before the break. That was January 6, 2022, a rally to support Jeremy Brown, who's a political prisoner of January 6, 2021, who's a guard for Erin Wasuski, a nurse. Erin, you may know her as. She's a very popular nurse, on having been on Fox News talking about her book, showing video where she was undercover. She's actually based here in the Tampa Bay area, here in Pinellas County, just I think the next city over, or one or two cities over. Anyhow, she's really bold that she would go undercover in New York and show that patients during the COVID pandemic were being killed by neglect and mistreatments and I actually spoke with a phlebotomist who's an Uber driver who told me that she would consistently find in a local Tampa hospital that she couldn't draw blood because the patients weren't hydrated. She'd have to continually tell the nurses that, and they would continually claim that they were hydrating the patients. So getting back to this, you know, I'm interweaving this here with this January 6th update. We're seeing this video released of those agents wearing a badge and other agents around, so they're obviously talking to only other law enforcement, and they said that they admitted that they were going to go as Antifa, presumably before January 6, 2021. So on January 6, 2022, still in the Pinellas County Jail under U.S. Marshals custody or a hold, is Jeremy Brown, and or was Jeremy Brown, and since he's been sentenced, but there was a bomb threat, apparently. This Garrett James Smith, who had his name changed officially, he applied for it, and I have all the court documents up on this website that I'm showing up here on screen, that I had to go into the clerk of the court in order to take photographs of, and because they're sealed or they're not allowed for public viewing online. And so the day of January 6, 2022, his name change was approved to Jordan Hannah Smith. Ambiguous name, I guess, but I think that might interweave with other recent events, so that's why I mention it. Learn more about JeremyBrownDefense.com, FBIPoliticalPrisoner.com. They're all linked up on my site, Jan62022.Weebly.com, and so much more. But I'm just mentioning the highlights for those of you who may not have heard it before. And to finish it off, they never pressed charges for the $300,000 occurrence of making, possessing, or discharging a destructive device. $100,000 for each one, $300,000 for the total. And then the premise on which they caught him was the charge of loitering and prowling, $250. So that was his remaining charge. His professional attorney, after 30 days, filed for dismissal, allowing him from out of jail. And so he was released. And without any kind of charges on that, and then Jeremy Brown sits in jail without bond the whole time. So if you're not familiar with this situation, you can go check that out at once again, it's jan62022.weebly.com. And I think while I'm at it, I'm gonna, before we get on to the next clip, so Frank, I think I'll commentary I was actually preparing a little while for. I'm calling into talk shows about it, so I better be prepared. I prepare by calling into talk shows by trying to hit the highlights as briefly as possible, but you know, so much more to say, and questions to be ready to answer if they ask. So Frank, before we move on to clips, clip number three, will I just wanted to comment a little bit about recently when I've called into local community sponsored radio station. First time was the mother of a trans child, and second time was just this past week when I called the Surly Feminists. And I'm trying to get the message out that before you make any permanent changes, especially to your anatomy or romantically speaking, that you want to balance your hormones, and that involves detoxifying. Folks can check out more at my detox blog at theliberationstation.com. On the blogs page, just go to the detox blog at theliberationstation.com. And nutritional regimen blog, daily regimen blog, is another very, those are my two primary, most important blogs. And so, you know, I call in about 2 weeks ago on this talk show, and the mother of the trans child is, I asked if, after she had mentioned so many doctors, three different doctors she had gone to, and so much time she'd spent to help save her child from suicide, especially, and so I think she saved her life, and she's very emotional about it, so I try to handle it very sensitively. Maybe I should make a YouTube video of these two calls combined, because you'll see the underlying theme of apparent intransigence in the case of the first one, and certain intransigence or willful ignorance in the case of the second call, which was to the surly feminist this past week, I mentioned, the aforementioned call. So we'll get to that. I call in, when I called in and asked the mother of the trans child if she had checked for the doctors she knew treating her child had checked for balanced hormones and toxicity, because that can imbalance hormones as well as cause cancer, especially hormonally induced cancers, or cancers where at least hormones appear to be implicated, maybe caused by other things, I'm not sure, but those cancers are difficult to treat, especially unless you balance hormones, like the cancers are like breast, endometrial, uterine, prostate, testicular, okay, Frank, I read you, pancreatic cancer, that's very difficult cancer to treat. Basically a blob, in a sack. if it gets spoiled like an apple, it'll spoil fast. So, it's important to balance your hormones, first detoxify, do what you can to balance your hormones. I'm going to stop right there, but all those points I got out on the air, and the mother said that she had, she seemed indignant. She seemed, she didn't answer my questions, about detoxification and hormone balancing before making any permanent choices. And she said, well, her doctors had all the tests run, and that was her answer. So, she carried on for a little while, so I think she was a bit indignant. And the second time, second call on the topic this past week to the Surly Feminists on WMNF 88.5 FM, if you want to check out the archive on their site, WMNF.org, they just wouldn't let me talk about anything having to do when they were, they brought up first compost, and then they talked about how someone was detransitioning, and they were not speaking about it in a negative light. But maybe it's because they're familiar with my calls. I mean, just giving out information, my perspective based on that information. First give out the information and then my perspective. So they first give out the source, then the information, then my perspective, and try to do it in that order, so that they it's obvious when that they or somebody else cuts me off. Continually kept cutting me off, saying, "Oh, don't talk about anything, any kind of supplements you can take." I did get to mention DIM, D-I-M, to balance your hormones, which is what I didn't get to mention. It's a component of cruciferous vegetables. I'll get into those and how those compounds are good, like I3C and O3 carbonyl, DIM, diindole methane, and sulfurophane. Very anti-cancer, especially in raw cruciferous vegetables. I got that out, but at one point I got that information out. But at one point, I just had to shout, "You won't let me say anything! You won't let me say anything!" I got to shout it twice, and she really started to speak in a more soft, feminine voice, and I did the same thing, mirrored her behavior, and got out my last bit of information. First, she cut me off and claimed that I had hung up, but I recorded myself, so it's mischaracterization. Some might say defamation, as I often mention my name, my full name, when I call into talk shows. These are all strategies I'm suggesting folks do, and there are there are certain people who just don't know the law, that they're endangering their own, not only their own reputation, their own finances, their own pocketbook, their radio station's pocketbook, and therefore their position as a talk show host at that radio station, and likely other radio stations in the future who have gifted them with these shows. And often they show such careless, reckless abandon for intellectualism. That's such a point to make, is that that's when tyrants step in, and when they see a sufficient amount of the population is anti-intellectual, where they're so proud that they can't admit that they've been fooled, they'll be more willing to die choices than change. And those are the ones who are preyed upon, and oftentimes they are scripted, but many times they're not. So another good reason to call in to talk shows is that they have varying opinions that that they haven't been directed to deliver, and it's interesting that sometimes you can mention that, hey, this MD on your same radio station, as I've done before, said he has a very contrary opinion to you on, say, the COVID shots, for instance, and that seems to be effective. But maybe that's that email to this, that kind of email I sent to the Surly Feminist before, their show before, after they cut me off the previous time. Maybe that rattled their cage a little bit. And, you know, they often say they'll check into stuff and call back, and they don't. So, yeah, you can, you know, rattle their cage a little bit. And often they'll agree with you on stuff. They'll agree with you, like the Uvalde shooting was a stand down. When I mentioned that it was staged, or when it was scripted, they cut me off. Just, we can't take that step there, that one little baby step over the line. Frank, I read you. Thank, I appreciate you telling me, updating me on how much time we have left. So, I can plan better here. And when it comes to cruciferous vegetables, those components I mentioned, sulfurophane, I3C, and DIM, or diindolyl methane, all of which you can get by supplement in supplement form. But if you want to get them from your cruciferous vegetables, then don't cook them. Though the drawback of that is that cruciferous vegetables are goitrogenic, meaning they cause iodine, they bind with iodine, so the components in there bind with iodine, so you can't absorb it. So you want to separately supplement with iodine. I think nascent iodine is the best, but there are various other kinds you can find over at the WestonAPrice.org website, which I'll show up on the screen and cite. We'll reference that when we get back here. Liberation Station Radio Show, Chris Steiner. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these short messages.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air. And 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
And we're back. Liberation Station Radio Show. That was Rush, One Little Victory. And before we get back to talking about cruciferous vegetables, their anti-cancer properties, One Little Victory was March 28th, this past Tuesday, 2023, where This Book Is Gay was removed from Hillsborough County schools. That's the county just over Tampa Bay, just east of me, over Tampa Bay. And still a crime under Florida Statute Chapter 874, third-degree felony, for them to put it in any school, like the high schools, in which it still remains. So those three school board members made their positions clear. Oh, and one of them was Jessica Vaughn, by the way, pro-masking Jessica Vaughn, contrary the Governor DeSantis and the legislature's wishes, because you can't, as a municipality, you don't have home rule. The state does everything when it comes to allowing municipalities to exist, and you know, things like drawing their borders and allowing them to reform and such. But that was One Little Victory, thanks to so much public awareness, thanks to Moms for Liberty. Oh, those dastardly Moms for Liberty, I keep hearing them say. And, you know, somebody identifies as Moms for Liberty, and you know, there are 50 of them, and there may be five of the people supporting the book staying in. And, by the way, it's a super majority. You're not going to be reelected if you keep this stuff up. And this book called This Book Is Gay has all sorts of pornographic cartoons, instructions, how to hook up online and or on the phone, on a smartphone. And also all these parents are making the point, several parents made the point, well, Hillsborough County has such a child trafficking problem. You know, the most vulnerable kids are, in my point, I would like to make, I didn't watch everybody, but everybody speak in these past 2 weeks, or 50, over 50, against the book staying in the schools. And, you know, it tells them how to hook up with potential molesters or kidnappers or enslavers, and, you know, bankster gangsters, maybe someone like J.P. Morgan, who allegedly, according to the former Attorney General of Virgin Islands, financed or helped Jeffrey Epstein, likely by money laundering, as the banks tend to do, so they can't get enough slavery. But the point is that these we have so much pardon me, folks, I'm a little distracted here. We have so much to comment on when it comes to protecting the children. One of the things that I didn't see anyone, the point that I'd like to see someone make is that from my research is that the children who are most vulnerable or likely to look at pornography are males from a broken home. And so I think that if that's the case, then they or whoever, I think it's whoever's from a broken home probably, but anyway, whoever's, whether male and or female from a broken home, they're more likely to be enticed by someone online. And if you put the book out there for them and rationalize it, they're more likely to look at it. I don't think someone from a more stable home, maybe someone who has a not just a better upbringing, but better nutrition, is able to therefore think more clearly and less toxic as well. You know, a child who's well cared for is less likely to want to look at that stuff. And really, so then you've got to understand it's really all about indoctrinating those children as they're trying to indoctrinate them as the target, even though they're, I don't think, nearly as likely to even be interested in going to look at such a book. But I think that's who they're targeting, because they said so from the last school board hearing, Hillsborough County School Board hearing. One of the supporters had said that the data shows that parents are not teaching their children this stuff. And so, yeah, of course, I think it should all be up to the parents for sex ed. It's not like children can't be, they're going to be instructed by their parents. The parents understand they're going to be get some misdirection from their peers. So, yeah, I'll leave it at that. We'll pick this thought up when we get back and get back into cruciferous vegetables to try to get out of this mess or avoid getting in it. Prevention is the key. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some people need their fears. They think it makes life clear. No one's on earth alone, yet everyone's on their own.
Liberation Station Radio Show, Chris Steiner with you. And yes, it is key to stay pure. If you're toxic, you're going to act toxic, like a lot of these folks I'm seeing videos of. I know Dan Dix, pressfortruth.ca, just posted yesterday. Check this out. A man who in Canada has had a protest. He's just videotaping, documenting it, and he is assaulted horribly. Well, I mean, he isn't injured other than a scratch on his face, but you know, he's a good job. He has a good energy about repelling the assailant, and one of the worst assailant in one case, who in the video, the thumbnail I'll show up on screen, that has his dressing as a she. The dude who looks like a lady has his hands with holding this colorful rainbow flag. It's even less colorful, I guess, because they're adding other colors for other persuasions. Has at the same time his hands around the fellow's neck. He's just holding up his camera straight up and down as can be, videotaping his face. And he takes off right after that. I mean, he just goes back into the crowd a few feet away. Yeah, it's just this toxicity we got to get rid of, and maybe that's the reason that they are the way they are. What other way is there to say it? Called into the Surly Feminist Show. One point I forgot to mention is that one of the co-hostesses said that you're trying to change people. You should accept people the way they are, something to that effect. And you should like people the way they are. I said, yeah, I do. You should want them the way they are. Yeah, I do want them the way they are, I got to say. That's exactly the point. Pure, toxin-free, your pure, whole, original, simple self. Not all this toxicity that makes you do silly stuff. And if you want to dress colorfully or whatever, that's fine by me. Just don't hurt anybody. So that point from the Surly Feminist show I forgot to make, as well as when I mentioned compost, I started out asking if I said, yeah, I heard you talking about compost. And she said, oh, no, we're not talking about that. You know, something else to talk about. And, you know, I think she asked, so wanted to move me on. And they were certainly talking about compost, I remember, and they were afterwards. But, you know, then I got to move on where I tried to talk about how to prevent yourself from accumulating toxins and the balance of hormones before making permanent decisions like changing your anatomy or anything romantically speaking. So I'm trying to drive that. That's my underlying point. And that's the point I moved on to. I had a chance to talk about compost. I would have mentioned that if you want to compost within 2 or 3 weeks, just get some of the finely ground up pulp from health food stores, the juice bars, and the juice bars and the health food stores in the deli section, and just compost that. Turn it over after about 2 or 3 weeks. It'll be composted pretty well, and it'll be organic. So, let's get back to these cruciferous vegetables to balance your hormones. And the Weston A. Price Foundation, I mentioned their article. I shall pull up here in just a moment. I'm getting back. I'm switching back and forth between Skype more because I appreciate you saying. Pardon me, Frank Hanford. I have two good friends named Frank. I'm sorry about that. Frank is a very sensitive, so it's awesome. Sometimes I don't hear things, and I noticed on other shows too that sometimes the caller hears things more clearly than the host. They hear the bumper music coming up before the host does. That's happened to me before, so that's also a good job of a good example of. Being very subtle. So appreciate all these great talents making it sound so good, Frank. So from the Weston A. Price Foundation is the Great Iodine Debate. If you want to check out various forms of iodine, this article dated June 22nd, 2009, and they do mention nascent iodine. And I think it's a very good article. If I have the time to go over. As I said, in case you are going to eat raw cruciferous vegetables, then it has a goitrogenic effect, which means it blocks iodine absorption. So taking more iodine separately, I think, is important. And the only way to know is, of course, by a nutritional blood analysis. You know, why do we have so many more toxic folks, endocrine disruptors like chemical estrogen mimickers, the phthalates, bisphenol A, other bisphenols in plastic food packaging and throughout our food chain from plastic pollution. So we need to detoxify while having our hormone levels checked and balanced with supplements like I mentioned, as well as pregnenolone. Taking essential fatty acids, I think from hemp seed oil or chia seed oil is the best. Finely ground chia seed oil, freshly ground, and fresh, finely ground, and DIM, I3C, indole 3 carbonyl, and sulforaphane. I mentioned components of cruciferous vegetables that you can take separately as a supplement. You know, I noticed, as I mentioned before, last time I had a regular job over a decade ago that because it was a desk job, I couldn't lose any fat around my midsection, my love handles, there's a donut around my belly button, and I would work out as much as I could, and the only mode of transportation is my bicycle riding, and bicycle riding to and from the gym, a good half hour at full speed, so after work at least 3 days a week. So found it impossible until I took DIM, and then I just started eating cruciferous vegetables once I ran out of the DIM. And that's what I found helpful. So not trying to change anybody, just be healthy. I think it's important to, you know, part of the Hippocratic oath to do no harm, and Hippocrates was famous for promoting that you need to give all the options, and that's, of course, in the pandemic, we haven't been given all the treatment options. That's the lame excuse for emergency use authorization of the COVID shots. And to, the FDA regulations claim that you have to, they say that you have to have no other options available. And so that's just a matter of good conscience to let folks know. I mean, that's what I tend to, if they ask me, what can I take for this or that? And I'll let them know, but I'll let them know the side effects as well. And it can seem overwhelming, as a lot of folks just want to take whatever they're told. And you know, I have to try to probe, ask questions, narrow it down. And you know, some folks, it's just a, they're also afraid of being experimented on, I guess, by doctors. If they're given too much information, it's, maybe it's maybe they don't feel deserving of being treated like an adult, and so you have to coax them along a little bit, make sure that, you know, they understand, well, okay, you can take this less expensive option, it has some risks, or sometimes a more expensive option. Everything pretty much has some risks and precautions that could be, might possibly be taken, or maybe an antidote to offset the effects of a supplement, like, you know, taking copper and zinc separately so they don't compete for absorption like many minerals do. If folks want to ask me if I want to change them, if I don't like them the way they are, well, I'll say, no, you have that choice. You can like you the way you are, or, you know, avoid cancer at the same time, take supplements and take care of your health, get these tests, your nutrition, your toxicity, your hormones, maybe other things like neurotransmitters, and essential fatty acids, a full panel, maybe a 14-page panel of tests, and see how it feels to be healthy, or what I think, how I think they'll feel healthy. I mean, of course, they have to be warned that they could go through a Herxheimer's, experience the Herxheimer's effect, healing crisis of detoxing too fast. That can be dangerous, of course, so you want to take it slow so you don't overtax your organs and you know, release so many toxins that are stored up in your fat and could result in death if you detox too fast. So there are methods for doing it, so certain toxins aren't deposited downstream, you know, that they're not loosened and then deposit themselves elsewhere, so they can be bound and excreted. If I tell folks, hey, I want to give you all the options, and if you don't like the way you are after your tests are pretty decent, and maybe you try changing a few things a little bit at a time, just take baby steps, but you know, pay attention to these other folks who have detransitioned or wanted to detransition to back to their given sex, then you can always, if you feel like it, you can always choose once you're healthy, but that choice is final. If you want to go back to being toxic, just take whatever toxins made you sick in the first place. And I know it sounds callous to folks who have a heart, but to folks who like themselves the way they are and they feel like you're trying to change them, you're honoring their freedom of choice. So I know to the general listening and viewing audience that it sounds callous, very, very callous to suggest, hey, you know, go take those toxins that made you sick. You know, you'll have your genetic panel to see what your genetic predispositions are. And so if you want to go back to your pre-detox level, you can. I'm not stopping you. Those toxins are abundant in our environment. Okay, I think I've just about finished up that. I'll take your call in a moment, Tom, in Utah. Let me just make a few more comments here. And then we'll get to Art in Georgia. I think those are the only two callers we have so far. Okay, a lot of people take testosterone therapy, and that makes the testicles shrink because the body's own production is shut down. So you can take precursors that'll allow your body to have the building blocks to make testosterone at its own rate, like Tribulus terrestris, and that can actually make the testicles grow in size, according to a rodent study. And I think I've covered everything off the top of my head. I have to scan over my notes, and I've covered every thought I wanted to cover. So let's go to Tom in Utah. Good afternoon. What's on your mind? Or morning. It's morning where you are. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris. Back on your gender dysphoria. And in fact, there's even the precociousness of even the individuals who are choosing their own sex. There is a factor that most people don't want to know about, they don't want to hear, they don't want to even consider, because it may interrupt their, quote, diet, like you're talking about when you're suggesting people make change. They don't want to make the change, sadly. But if you have a child who has shunting or bypass in the liver, it will affect them, whereas their brother or sister will not be affected if they don't have the shunting or bypass problem in their liver. Every
you're saying a glass detox of pathway, milk, a liver detox pathway.
Yeah, the liver is your primary digestive organ. Most people don't know that, but in fact, your liver is the key. So if your liver is healthy, you can get away with a lot of nonsense. But if the liver has been injured or insulted, which most of our livers have now experienced, some of those chemical pathways, or what are called catabolization or denaturing pathways, or they're not functional. So the nutrient or the product will get through the liver and end up in your bloodstream. Okay, now every glass of milk contains estrogen from the female heifer that produced that milk. So when you concentrate that milk in the body of a child whose liver has shunting or bypass, he will be getting the estrogen from that female. Now, what if that's a male child? What's the most important gland that estrogen affects in the body? The brain.
The gland, okay. Because it's so brain. Full of fat? Because it's so okay. Lipid? Because it's a full of fat? Is the high fat content have to do with it?
Yeah, estrogen is a fat. So, since estrogen is a thought manipulator in anybody that is sin, what kind of thought is a young boy going to have when he's being influenced by a female hormone?
Right. Right, yeah. I've
gender
heard
dysphoria.
Stories as you have, just to remind the audience, if they haven't heard me talk about it, I've had some confide in me that they've had thoughts that they hadn't had before for the same sex, and then they go back. So, you know, I mean, they go back to being healthy and taking care of themselves, they go back to being healthy. They go back in the closet, I guess you could say. So that's why a lot of people don't want to talk about it. I think, is that, what we have in our environment is that they don't want to admit that it's not really who they are.
Exactly.
Well, Tom, hold on if you want to comment some more, and then we'll take Art in Utah as well. Stay tuned. Liberation
Station. I'll talk about the female.
Okay, great. Liberation Station Radio Show, Chris Snyder. We'll be right back.
Attack. But- My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
You're listening to RBN, in defense of the Republic.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
All right, well, we'll get right back to Tom in Utah. Tom, would you like to pick up where you left off?
Relative to the women or the children that are female, women are not supposed to be developing breasts or having sexual desires until they're 18 to 21 years of age. But look at our right. children today, our girls today. Why is it that they're becoming precocious
exactly.
at 9 or 10 years of age? It's because we're flooding the female child's body with a female hormone that their body should not be producing until they're, you know, beyond 18 or 20 years of age. And that's because we're feeding them the most concentrated source of estrogen that exists, and that's cheese. In other words, it takes 10 to 70 pounds of milk to produce 1 pound of cheese. So that cheese contains more estrogen than a glass of milk by far. And what's the favorite food of America today? Pizza. Cheeseburgers. By the way, Annie Hesh and Ellen DeGeneres were in shock when I did a presentation at the request of the film industry discussing these issues of superloading the individual with the hormones of the sex, of their sex, as well as the opposite sex. So if
right.
you don't want to confuse
mind,
the child...
Right? And didn't it change their mind?
Annie Hesh changed her mind, yes. But she paid the price later because the industry didn't like her pursuing the child trafficking trade.
Right. Well, thanks. I appreciate really that. I mean, pardon me. I appreciate that, Tom. We got Art on the line here, so I appreciate that victory that you're instrumental in. When you know better, you do better. Thanks, Tom, and Art in Georgia.
If you don't want your children to be confused, put them back in the garden.
Great point. Yeah, well, right, exactly. Yeah, teach them spiritual center. That's the most important, I think. Thanks, Tom. Art in Georgia, good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Chris. Hey. 2 points. Most people have already heard this first one. You know, you have to be how old you got to be to vote, to drink, to join the military. You know, these all require a certain age appropriateness. And, you know, but yeah, we're expected to think that if they're not able to do these other things responsibly, how can they decide their sex and want a sex change and get all this counseling when they're 6 and 12 years old? But the second part is kind of more of a question. Through all of this, because they do counseling for these children that want to change, do they ever take the time to explain to them that once this is done, if you want to go back to being what you were to start with, you're never going to be able to have a child because all your tools are removed from the box, to be as polite as I can. So that eliminates the chance of ever having a baby without a adopt. Just a thought for people to think about. Thanks, Chris. Keep up the good work, man.
All right, Art. Thanks. Appreciate it. And, they tell the kids that they can get pregnant now. If they decide to go from a man to a female, I mean, gosh, I don't know what's going on, but you can't participate in that delusion. You can't feed their insecurities. You have to explain it to them sometimes, maybe from a genetic perspective. Thanks for tuning in, folks. Thanks for addressing yourself. People are just sitting in silence and asking that radiation of the soul, sending those good vibes throughout your environment, throughout creation. Every Sunday, we're with you, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Liberation. TheLiberationStation.com is the link. Until next time, I'll take great care.
Go to RepublicBroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.